Good evening. My name is Lewis, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Perfect. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes you on how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? That you will be definitely going to vote, that you are likely to vote, are somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Somewhat likely to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Somewhat likely to vote.
Understood. And which political party are you registered? A Democrat, a Republican, or no party affiliation, or some other party? Political
independent.
Party.
Independent.
What is your main racial background? Asian American, Hispanic, white Caucasian, African American?
European.
And what is your age?
79.
Just generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Oh, yes. Would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I think they've gotten off on the wrong track.
Understood. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Climate and environment, local growth and development, abortion, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, access and cost of health care, the economy and jobs, or taxes?
Oh dear, inflation, I think.
Understood. In the elections for Florida State House, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democratic. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to Democratic, or same for Republican. Definitely vote, probably vote, or lean slightly to Republican.
Lean slightly to the Republican.
Understood. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? You can strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Understood. Do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Yes, I do approve of him.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Understood. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Sienna Asta.
No, I've never heard of.
Understood. Kamala Harris.
Yes, unfavorable.
Would you say you're somewhat or very favorable?
No, unfavorable.
So very favorable, would you say?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, so Kamala Harris, very unfavorable.
Yes.
And Mike Caruso.
No, I don't know him.
Understood. If the elections for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Probably Donald Trump.
Understood. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Probably voting.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Asta, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican.
Got it. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Understood. And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for the classification purposes only, and regardless of how you may feel today. For whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
When you vote for candidates for political offices, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, or usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Republican.
Understood. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Got it. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
High school.
Okay, that would be a high school graduate. What is your religion?
No, I don't have any.
Would you say like atheist, non-believer, or other?
No, Protestant.
Excuse me? Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm actually a spiritualist.
I understood. And that will be concluding our survey for today. I thank you so much for your participation, and I wish you the best of the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, and you. Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
And with the survey.